Chapter 3, Explaining God.
A light bulb analogy. A light bulb produces light powered by electricity. Our body is the bulb. Our consciousness is the light. And God is the electricity.
Consciousness versus conscience. Consciousness defined: the state of being awake and aware of one's surroundings. Some people say that consciousness is physical. Others say it is non-physical. There are many detailed theories supporting both views, but there is no definite consensus. Human consciousness, or awareness as we know it, is dependent on our human senses to operate. It is a temporary reality which consists of an experience of 5 senses, but it shapes the eternal part of us, which is the Great Spirit of One. The Great Spirit of One is an eternal awareness that is not limited to a consciousness made up of 5 senses. The greater reality consists of completely unlimited awareness, unbound by senses, which is an unrestricted consciousness on a grand scale. Conscience defined: an inner feeling or voice viewed as acting as a guide to the rightness or wrongness of one's behavior. Your conscience can also be called your heart's will, God's will, or Spirit's will. It is an external influence upon your free will that directs us to make choices that benefit the greater good. Projecting our human perspective onto our definitions of God. We project our human experience, senses, and reality onto our concepts, ideas, and definitions of what God must be. In doing so, we imagine God as a big, invisible human deity who exists somewhere else, with a human personality, emotions, and senses. The Great Spirit of One, the eternal primary source of all life, wants to express itself through humans. But for that to occur, we must surrender our human nature, our temporary self or ego's will, to the eternal Spirit's will, which is also called God's will or our heart's will. We must deny the will of our temporary physical self, flesh, and ego, our instinctual and hormonal wills that direct us to be selfish, unforgiving, revengeful, cruel, greedy, and intolerant, fighting and harming others. The illusion of separation hides the fact that we are one. It is an illusion that we are individuals. In our human reality, which is based on 5 senses, we appear to be individuals. But in the greater reality, unlimited by our 5 human senses, we are all one in spirit. That is hard to grasp when we are experiencing the human condition, because we look around and see all these other humans and other forms of life that appear separate. But the illusion is required for us to experience life as we do, for it to have the weight and meaning that it does for us. The illusion of being separate and individual begins at the time of our birth and continues forward throughout our experience until we physically perish. After we are born, we are given a name and we develop memories containing our free will choices throughout life. That experience creates a logical argument that we are all individual beings separated by space and wills. Logic says, "I am not you. You and I have different names and experiences." Logically, how can we be one when we appear as many? We are born with amnesia, so that we do not know or fully understand that we are all part of one. The illusion of separateness is necessary to give each of us free will. If we did not have free will, our experience of life would not be the same. Free will, in other words, our illusion of separateness, allows us choice, and that in turn creates the mystery, the unknown, and the potential of life, making the quality of everything that we experience more meaningful. We need the illusion of separateness from each other in order to experience life here as we do, for the one to interact with itself. The greater reality is that we are all really just playing with ourselves. It may be bizarre to recognize this at first, but while we are in our human condition, the thought of letting go of our identity or ego is the last thing our self wants to do. Think about this. We have no problem with make-believe when we entertain ourselves. We are willing to watch movies to believe them as if they were true,
and not think about the fact that we are just watching actors following scripts. To constantly remember that we are watching actors would spoil the movie. Also, do you want to see or hear the movie's ending before you watch it? No, the movie will not be as good when you already know what's going to happen. We like the mystery, the unknown, and the challenge. Under the spell of our human amnesia, faith is required. We need more clarity about the truth that we are ultimately one to help us awaken and evolve as humans. But some parts of the truth will always remain a mystery beyond our understanding to keep the epic movie of life on Earth entertaining and to keep free will and choice alive. God has remained hidden and elusive from itself in order to experience life and creation here as humans with individual free will. We are not meant to know and understand everything. There will always be mystery, which makes life more interesting. For example, how did something start from nothing in the beginning? Or which came first, the chicken or the egg? Somehow, life starts in some form in the tiniest speck. Then that speck expands and grows, becoming whatever it wants. But what does it want? Look around. It's what you see. It's us. It's my cat. It's global coral spawning as a synchronized event during a specific moon cycle that occurs at the exact same time once every year. God, the great spirit of one, has different shapes, dimensions, illusions, and expressions. Our experience here as human beings is brief. Our ego's experience of the five senses is currently one of billions. The human shell comes and goes, and that's okay. But our spirit is and always will be forever part of an eternal whole. I was grateful to be reminded of this truth when it was revealed to me. The illusion of separation, according to our senses and logic, constantly challenges and disputes the hidden truth that we need to understand in order to evolve as humans. Yes, this life is a challenge, and is meant to be. We do like challenges, don't we? Human beings have free will and choice under the illusion that we are separate individuals here on Earth. Our eternal spirit guides us through our heart if we allow it, but that guidance is up against stronger influences, namely our powerful, selfish survival instincts. Our true identity is hidden from us while we have this human experience. Our evolution requires becoming more aware of what we truly are, or at least to develop more faith in the truth, which encourages us to become less selfish, despite our challenges and ignorance. There will always be another story to play out, with new characters and a new ending, always, forever, in more ways than you and I can imagine with our limited awareness. That is good news, not sad or scary news. This experience is an evolution of the combined choices of a whole that appears to be composed of separate parts. The spirit of one appears to be separated into different parts for different periods of time here on Earth. All forms of life are animated from this spirit. Deep down we know this, but it is our challenge to develop experiences that increase clarity about this truth and then maintain it. God chooses to hide from itself to create unique experiences such as us. All life, although appearing separate, is a continuous, ongoing creation of what really is one singular event and experience. Ignore logic to proceed. We can do almost anything we want because we have free will, but we will pay a price for every choice we make. I am not referring here to human laws, which we can sometimes break without suffering consequences. There are spiritual laws that cannot be cheated or avoided. Spiritual laws always have consequences, positive or negative, rewarding or painful, regarding all our choices. Whatever ripple we send out will come back to us in equal measure. Sooner or later, the return will come. When we are no longer ignorant of this truth, many of us will choose not to harm others. Or when we do, it will not be done ignorantly. The truth is that beyond appearance and logic, I am you. Therefore, helping you is helping me. Our ego's identity of self perpetuates the denial of this truth, the truth that you and I are one and not really individuals as we appear to be. The lie is what our eyes tell us, that we are separate entities. We believe that illusion because it appears to be so, but things are not as they appear. That is why when we harm others, we are ultimately harming ourselves. And because of that, when we harm others, we are unhappy, and we often lead unsatisfied lives with varying degrees of pain and suffering as a consequence of our ignorance. The pain is there to direct us toward making different choices that will reward us instead of hurting us, in order to help us see and understand this deeper truth beyond appearances. Once we choose to operate based on the deeper truth beyond logic and appearances, the pain, the hell, dissolves, because the deeper truth is that we are all one spiritually. When I look into your eyes, the greater truth is that I am looking into my own eyes. This truth is hidden from us and needs to be discovered and experienced by each individual. Discovering and experiencing this truth is called a spiritual awakening. Faith is always required because awakenings become memories. Although I was shown with complete clarity the truth of what we are in a series of revelations in January 2018, it was still just one singular event in time. Every event we experience becomes a memory, and over time, memories fade. So based on my experience, even if we have complete clarity on truth in a singular event, the memory of that truth does fade over time. Logical reality and the persistent ongoing illusion of separation are powerful forces. Faith is required when memories of awakenings and experiences of the truth fade, because our instincts, ego, and logic constantly promote denial of the greater truth. Spiritual awakenings are not permanent. They need to be maintained. There is no spiritual graduation. Ignorance causes conflict. Resistance to being open-minded about spirituality and religion is very common. People get fired up and willing to argue when they start talking about religion or God. Should anyone argue or make war over religion or God? No. But when people think they're right and that they have the truth, some become willing to kill others with opposing views. Many people throughout history have wanted to force their versions of religion onto others. Christianity and Islam have both been guilty of this, but no one likes to be told what to do. Not realizing that, on a deep level, we are all one is the root of this problem. I am. I am. You are. We are. Think about that. We usually take our lives for granted unless faced with a terminal diagnosis. No matter what your circumstances, your feelings, or your emotions right now, you exist. The impossible is happening. I asked my Google Assistant on my cell phone to define I am. The first definitions that came up were 1. God seen as self-sufficient and self-existent. 2. A self-centered, arrogant person. Would you have guessed that the first definition of I am on Google would be God? Truth. You know it when you hear it. The truth rings a bell inside when you hear it. It's just a reminder of what you already knew deep down inside that you've forgotten. God is. God is on, not off. God is the energy and spirit of all life. God is creation and creative. God is the intelligence and orchestration for the good and benefit of all, forever. God is unconditionally giving and unconditionally forgiving. God is the parent of our parents. God is every race and culture on the planet. God is consciousness in every form. God is the one great spirit. God is forever changing, never destroyed. God is infinite. God is whatever it wants to be. Unlimited and always. God is the more than 8 million species on this planet, including ours. God is unity. God is one, appearing as many. Stop ignoring the suffering on earth. 6 months after my primary revelations, I had a brief second revelation. I was given a mass level awareness of all the pain and confusion that exist in this world right now. It broke my heart in an indescribable way. I wasn't shown the pain of just a few people, but a glimpse into the entirety of pain, suffering, and confusion throughout the planet. That experience was followed by an overwhelming feeling of empathy. I didn't want that experience, but I understand why it happened. It gave me the drive I needed to complete this book. For reasons of survival, a human being's default nature is to be selfish, to ignore the suffering around us in the world. Our selfish instinctual natures do not want to think about the suffering of others because we don't want to be obliged to help, although we may feel guilty for not helping if that is brought to our attention. The human default is to actively avoid focusing on the suffering of others. Each of us is connected to all other life on Earth. When there is pain or imbalance on the other side of the world, even though you don't see it and you're unaware of it, you feel it deep down on some level, because all life on this planet is connected spiritually. The healing begins with seeking and noticing who needs help, and then helping them. Free will has consequences. We have free will, which means we have the ability to make choices. We are not forced to choose a certain way, but how we choose will have consequences. Why did Hitler kill all of those Jewish people? Why did God allow that? Well, God did allow it, but God didn't choose to do it. Hitler had free will, and he chose to do it with his free will. He also convinced a lot of other people to follow him with their free will. Did Hitler have consequences, and did all the people who followed him and made all those horrific choices have negative consequences? Yes, they did, seen and unseen. You can do anything you want, so long as you're willing to pay the price. There is always a price, regardless of whether it is apparent or not. Consequences are positive or negative, based on the choices we make. What we give is what we get. That's the cycle. Consequences may be instant or delayed. They may be seen by others or unseen, but consequences are inescapable, regardless of belief. Nevertheless, God is not to blame for the consequences of free will choices made by humans. Our painful experiences can be used to help others later. What happens in this human life is just temporary, a singular blip in time. Every human being experiences suffering on different levels. But often the painful things that happen here are later recycled in a way that can benefit others. For example, our own personal experiences with suffering can be used to relate to others, helping them with similar memories and experiences. Individuals who have been through difficult or painful experiences, who have found hope and acceptance on the other side of that issue, can be there for others with the same or similar past experiences in a way that others without the experience or memory cannot. Thus, our bad memories and experiences can be used to help others. A person who has gone through something painful and then moved past it can provide hope and support to someone with a similar loss or painful experience. Having support from others who can relate to our painful trials from their own experience is our greatest aid during difficult times. We sometimes have painful or harmful experiences because of choices made by another person's free will. However, we can also have other painful experiences that don't have anything to do with another person's free will choices, but are just part of the challenge and risk of human life, such as accidents, disasters, or terminal health issues. But all pain is temporary. Our pain, suffering, and challenges give a deeper meaning to the joy, beauty, appreciation, love, and gratitude in life. Yin and yang. Both must exist to give the other deeper meaning. Each of us has free will, which means that we get to decide, choose, and evolve for ourselves. The One divided itself up into us, parts that have forgotten who we truly are in order to experience itself. Seeds of desire to love one another were planted inside each of us to help steer our choices toward overcoming selfish instinctual desires during this unique human life experience. This loving guidance exists even in the most evil or selfish persons. Yes, it may be walled off, hidden in complete denial, and buried 1,000 miles below the surface, but it's there, an implant to love. My message is to remind you that you don't know or remember how special you truly are. You may have had a horrible upbringing, neglectful or cruel parents, and a history of abuse from others, and yet I want to say this to you. God did not do any of that to you. No. Being exposed to others' free will choices that harmed you, just as being affected by disaster, accident, or disease, is part of the human life experience and challenge. It is the price we pay for free will and participating here as humans. Why do some people choose to cause pain to others? Perhaps because it was done to them, or perhaps not. One thing is clear. The people who hurt others are not happy, and they will ultimately pay for their choices with pain. Hell is here on earth. It is the price one pays for choosing to harm others. Our challenge is to choose love and service, although we may have been abused and harmed by others.